Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our 5 branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. This month, 2 works published by The New Yorker received Pulitzer Prizes, and one of the winning stories is by a library worker, Medar de la Cruz, an artist who works as a jail and prison services assistant for Brooklyn Public Library, received the Pulitzer in the Illustrated Reporting and Commentary category for The Diary of a Rikers Island Library Worker, which takes readers inside New York City's largest jail complex. His black and white drawings depict his deliveries of books to incarcerated people, offering a rare glimpse inside the jail, where cameras and phones are banned and detainees are subject to conditions that have been criticized by legal and human rights organizations. In honoring De La Cruz, the Pulitzer Board cited his bold black and white images that humanize the prisoners and staff through their hunger for books. De La Cruz is a graduate of the Art Center College of Design and teaches visual communications at community workshops in New York City. He is working on a graphic novel about his experience on Rikers Island. His Pulitzer-winning contribution was his first submission to The New Yorker. Watch for his full works to be published in the near future. And remember, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Monday, May 27th for Memorial Day. But, as always, you can still access all our digital content 24/7 from Hoopla, Libby, and our online catalog. Now let's hear from Lineball Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Lineball Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at Lineball.
The summer reading program will be here before you know it. This year's summer reading program theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library, and we have some incredible adventures planned for our patrons. The adventures begin on Tuesday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to noon with Lineball's kickoff party. We'll have games, snacks, crafts, and our volunteers will be on hand to register everyone for the summer reading program. Ollie, you've just joined the team at Lineball. Are you excited about the summer reading program?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about each of the weekly themes, especially Dream It Up, Adventures in Imagination Week. I think the kids will really like the puppet show we have planned for story time.
I can't wait. During the summer, we'll have itty-bitty story times on Mondays at 10:30 a.m. for our littlest patrons, and adventure story times on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday afternoons to meet everyone's schedules. We'll even have 2 Saturday story times on June 1st and July 6th at 10 a.m.
Don't miss our favorite performers every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. We'll kick off the season with International Folk Fest dancers from the United Kingdom on June 5th, followed by the Runaway Puppet Theater on June 12th.
They're my favorites. We'll be joined on Wednesday, June 19th, by the Tennessee Philharmonic Quartet, who I also love. They put on a great show each year, and I love to watch the kids try out instruments in the Instrument Petting Zoo.
Our annual father-daughter tea party is scheduled for Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. With a theme all about adventures, we thought Alice in Wonderland would make a perfect tea party this year. Advance registration is required. Please call or register online starting May 20th.
Lineball Public Library is once again partnering with Rutherford County Schools to offer free lunch for children ages 0 to 18 during the summer reading program. Lunch will be provided Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting Monday, June 3rd, and ending on Friday, July 19th.
The Girls Who Code Club and Read It First book clubs will continue to meet during the summer. Girls Who Code is for rising 3rd through 5th graders and will be reading The Friendship Code together each Thursday at 4 p.m. The Read It First book club pick is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Check out our catalog for information about both physical and digital copies of these books. On Saturday, June 29th at 10 a.m., we'll have popcorn and watch the movie together.
We're bringing back everyone's favorite prize wheel, the Dewey Win Wheel, every Monday this summer. Spin the wheel, check out a book from the nonfiction section you land on, and get a prize. And for hands-on learning, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for a STEAM adventure. Check our website for specific age ranges for these activities.
Do you have a child who is struggling or a new reader? Does your child love to read? Does your child love dogs? We have a perfect opportunity for you here at Lineball. Call to register to read to a trained reading education assistance dog. The dogs love to listen to children read while being petted and cuddled. Stevie and General will be here Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, June 8th at 10 a.m., we'll have Frankie the Poodle.
Our Tween and Teen Book Bundles event continues each month for our young adult patrons. Scan the QR code online or in the YA section at Linebaugh and share your book preferences with us on the forum. Swing by Linebaugh to pick up your personalized bundle beginning June 1st. Our tween and teen events will be Saturday afternoons. We've got some fun activities planned for our teens, like DIY coasters, world-building workshops, and glow-in-the-dark painting. Each of these events requires advance registration, so please visit our website for more details and to sign up.
And for our older teens, don't miss the new Teen Tabletop Club meeting every Thursday this summer at 6:30 p.m. We'll play a variety of board games, card games, and D&D one-shots. And if you'd like to get more involved with the library and youth programming, consider joining our Teen Advisory Board. The Teen Advisory Board, or TAB for short, meets on the first Saturday of each month at 3 p.m. For more information, please contact Joabi at jandrade@rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131, extension 138.
For more information about any of Linebaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Linebaugh.
Hey there, my name is Miss Maddie. I'm the Youth Services staff at MGL Library, and I am so excited to tell you about our summer reading program this year. But first of all, if you've never been to MGL, we're located inside of Patterson Park Community Center, and you do not have to be a community center member to come in the library. It's a public library. So I'd love to invite everyone to come and join us for the summer reading program. We've got a lot of fun things going on this summer. Our kickoff party is May 22nd. We're going to have some activities for kids. We're going to have an ice cream sundae bar. And of course, you can sign up for the program and learn more about what we're doing this summer. We've got STEAM labs every Wednesday afternoon with different themes like design your own insect. We're going to have a virtual visit with a sea turtle hospital. We're going to have a birding expert come in for one of those STEAM lab days. And then Friday, we've got our story times for the littles, also with adventure themes for those. And in addition to our weekly programs, we also have a lot of special activities as well. We're going to do cupcake wars. We've got a tie-dye day and camp out and read. So we've got stuff pretty much every single day this summer for you to come spend some time at the library, as well as just at the heart of summer reading program, of course, is reading. So with everything else we've got, we're just supporting really that goal of just keep reading this summer, but have fun while you're doing it. So you can learn more on our calendar, on our website. You can come in person, grab a paper calendar if that's more your thing, or come join us at the kickoff party on May 22nd, and we hope to see you for the summer reading program.
Hello, Rutherford County families. This is Ginger at Smyrna Public Library. Get ready, because this summer, adventure begins at your library. You are invited to the Summer Reading Program kickoff party at Smyrna Public Library on Tuesday, May 28th at 10 o'clock a.m. The Smyrna Fire Department will have a fire truck on site, and a local ice cream truck, Black Box Ice Cream, will park in the library parking lot. Free face painting will be available for children, and everyone is encouraged to sign up for this year's summer reading program, which encourages lifelong reading. Children and teens who read for 600 minutes this summer to complete the summer reading program will win cool prizes and receive a free book. Smyrna Public Library is happy to announce the upcoming event of the International Folk Fest Dancers, coming to the library on Tuesday, June 4th at 10 o'clock. Families with children of all ages will enjoy a live performance by a professional dance troupe heralding from Mexico. Get ready to enjoy the live music and dancing at this one-time special event as Smyrna Library welcomes the International Folk Fest Dancers from Mexico on June 4th. Did you know that Smyrna Public Library has a new collection of bilingual books in the youth department? That's right. Smyrna Public Library has been growing its collection of bilingual books for children. The library has many new Spanish-English books and recently added several Arabic-English books to the collection. Smyrna Library staff are proud to have the opportunity to serve all of the members of the Rutherford County community with books and materials that meet their needs and preferences. Beginning Monday, June 3rd, free lunch will be provided at the Smyrna Public Library at 11 o'clock for anyone ages 18 and younger. This is part of the USDA-funded Summer Nutrition Program with meals prepared by Rutherford County School Cafeterias. Make plans to attend the free library programs each day at 10 o'clock and stay for free lunch at 11 o'clock during June. We look forward to seeing you all at the Smyrna Public Library at 400 Enon Springs Road West in Smyrna.
Hi there, it's Kathleen from the Technology Engagement Center. We have a few fun classes planned for the end of spring: Grant Writing 101, Social Media for Nonprofits, Podcasting 101, Come and Use the Recording Studio, the last Saturday coding class, Come Design a Game with Godot. And if you have any questions about your devices, Tech Coach is here every Monday at 1 o'clock, and the Computer Basics class is every Monday and Tuesday afternoon. Our popular STEAM-based programs for kids, Tiny Tech and Tinker Tech, will wrap up the season before our break in June. Join us for some STEAM fun at the end of the year celebration. We will have snacks, activities, and a special story time with the Bookmobile. Anime events are going on in May. Catch them on Fridays at the Tech. There's a manga read-in and a merch show-and-tell. These events are planned for tweens and teens, but they are safe for all ages. Check our website and social media for more details. The Tech Girls Who Code Summer Club will be starting up on May 29th. It's a 10-week series on web design, and no experience is necessary. Registration is open through the end of May, and space is limited. This club is for all coders in grades 6 through 12. Visit our website or call the Tech to register. The Books and Brews eBook Club and the Sci-Fry Book Club will continue throughout the summer. We'll announce titles on social media if you miss a meetup. More details for our events at the Tech can be found on the RCLS website calendar, and we do post details on all social media. Our programs are free and open to the public.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Line Ball, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of the events you heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.